up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. Hey, I am B. Simone.
Megan Ashley.
Ooh, that is good. Save me a bite. Y'all. She got an acai bowl and it looks phenomenal. this is the Know For Sure podcast. Welcome back. If you have not seen our podcast, this is where we talk about all things healing, growing, evolving. We also have fun and act wild and crazy, as you can see in our previous episodes. I know. You just trying to add extra shit.
Cause it needs more honey.
Yeah, I liked it though without it. She was trying to add stuff to her acai bowl. She's like, "Give me that cinnamon spread." I'm like, "Megan, just eat the blueberry if you want something sweet." But we talk about all things relationships, not just romantic relationships, you guys. Platonic relationships, like me and Megan Ashley's relationship of 20 years, baby. Whoa. All right. Come on.
You got to do it like this.
On the chain.
Frankie wants to pray.
Anytime Frankie wants to pray, she's like,
she goes like this.
Can we do this,
please? We can do it.
She doesn't call it prayer. She's like, can we do this?
Can we do this?
I like, it's time for this.
I just like how I feel with this.
Guys. I like this.
We have guests. You've probably seen them on our stories over the past couple years, heard their names over the past couple years, but maybe this is your first time seeing their faces. This is their podcast debut. J and F. We have Frankie J&F. And Jasmine.
I'm the
virtual
J.
Virtual claps. Yes. I'm the J.
It only took 3 years right. for me to
for
know that.
B,
maybe
I
four.
Their company is J and F. I'm like, wow. Like, where'd y'all get J and F from? She's like, J. My name is Jasmine. Her name is Frankie. Frankie. And they have worked for the B. Simone brand for almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And they are behind the scenes working diligently for all things B. Simone Beauty, B. Simone Fit, the websites, all logistical things behind the scenes. And they are helping with KFS. We had a team meeting here in LA last night and it went phenomenal.
Team meeting and do a podcast
the next day. I know. Yeah. We weren't going to pod today. Megan wasn't having it. She's like, come on. We do not have to pod tomorrow because we podded yesterday. And we made it happen. So we're going to give y'all a podcast episode with two little other bonus members of our team. Yeah. So if people don't know who J&F is, how did you guys meet and start your business? Because this is like two best friends working together, mm-hmm. two friends working together. Y'all have had trials, tribulations. They go to therapy together, y'all.
Yes.
Like, it's like literally like a relationship. Yeah. It's a marriage.
It is a relationship. Yeah. It's not a romantic relationship, but
it's not.
I mean,
Frankie, that's me.
We said we were going to talk about that.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead. It's not romantic.
Frankie.
Frankie's
it.
It's not romantic.
Okay. Not all the time.
But I do want the audience to know because they see, me and Megan working together. They always ask us, like, how it is working with your friend. And mm-hmm. it's, of course, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And we love doing life together. But it is, we
it
have
can
challenges.
Also be very difficult.
Yeah.
Too.
And you have to work through it, like a romantic relationship or any relationship.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it takes, it's like this like balancing act, right?
Yeah.
Because I think in any work relationship, you need to be able to have good communication.
Yeah.
But I think when you have a friendship and it's a work relationship, then it adds this like emotional aspect that you need to be able to balance. Mm-hmm. So that's why for us, it's been really helpful to have therapy because we're able to have this like mutual person that kind of listens to us and breaks down like, okay, well, your reaction was this, the intention was that. Mm-hmm. So is there something that's being miscommunicated with your intention versus what the impact was?
Was there mm-hmm. something that happened that y'all were like, okay, we need to go to therapy? Or were you just like, let's just go to therapy. This is healthy. Nothing bad has to happen for you to go to therapy.
We were not in a good place. I don't remember exactly what happened that made us start therapy, but I remember – I think I asked you if you'd be willing to start therapy
Mike,
with
okay?
me.
Frankie, sorry.
Is it?
Yeah, hi. When you turn your face, yeah. maybe scoot this way.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're good.
My debut. This is different.
I'm used to just talking normally, but now I have to.
You gotta talk like this.
And I have 10,000 too.
It's okay. Y'all, she's getting her mic together. We want to make sure you can hear her.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, good? That's good. Yeah. Just make sure when you're facing Jazz, you know, they can hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't remember exactly. There was something that happened. There was like, we were just not in a good space. The energy was off. Like, it was just not good.
We were working, but we weren't having fun. And it wasn't like,
we were not happy talking to each other. Like,
yeah,
we
were like, okay, shit. Bye.
Like, I got to get on the phone with, it's just like, the energy was not good.
Yeah.
I think something did happen. Like, we had a disagreement or something was going on. And then the energy was like, even worse after that.
Who
and
I
was
like, therapy.
Frankie did.
Oh, I asked her if she would.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had always kind of, not always, but I had thought about offering it up for Jazz and I, but I wasn't really sure how that worked because it's like, we're not in an actual like relationship. She's not part of my family. Like, I didn't really know how that worked, but I was like, you know what? Like, this could be good because it's like, we have a relationship. So why not try something else? Because I was like, this is not working. And like, I don't want to be miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to feel like crap doing something every single day.
Because y'all met working. Like, we were friends first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, every relationship is different, but y'all met on business. And y'all built a friendship and a sisterhood after that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, through it.
Yeah.
And it's so layered. Like, it's hard to, like, compartmentalize the two relationships. There's just so much overlap.
Yeah. It's almost impossible.
It's impossible.
It's, like, people say, like, you have to know how to separate it. You can kind of...
Yeah.
Set boundaries.
Yeah, but it's so
hard.
There's
no separation of
especially
it.
Especially like when you care about that person so much and you know
and
so much about them.
When your purpose is intertwined.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so a balancing act. Yeah. It's literally a balancing act sometimes. And I think that's what we were needing therapy for, to figure out how to balance it. Mm-hmm. And our therapist was like, look, work and friendship is very difficult.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that we really needed it in the beginning is because we have structure for everybody else. Like, you guys know, we are like,
organized.
When are we doing what? Mm-hmm. How are we doing this? But when it came to us and our internal business and how we wanted to work together, it wasn't structured where this is your title, this is my title, this is what you're responsible for, this is what I'm responsible for. Mm-hmm. So it was like, we were trying to split everything up as evenly as possible, but like, it's not always even.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, one person has to do more of one thing and then the other person has to do the other.
Sure.
But then that can build resentment when it's so uneven, and then how you're communicating about that has to be in a proper way.
And that changes in seasons too.
Exactly.
Like, that's how it was with me and Megan, like certain things. She just knew, like, we're just like, Megan does that. Like, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at following up. I'm not good at
circling back.
Excuse me, but now you are. You are so good.
I'm like, all right, guys.
Communication has improved so much on your end. And like, I can feel how much you genuinely try to follow through on things and be on top of things.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What did I drop? Be some beauty. Fuck. But she kind of just jumped in and took on a lot of stuff that she knew I wasn't excelling or good at in that season or whatever. Like, I got this, like, organization, flights, book. She's very organized.
Yeah.
So you kind of just jump in on what you're good at naturally. And like you said, that can feel uneven sometimes.
I think the imbalance too came from, Jazz already had her own business before we started a business together. So she had a set way, or like kind of her bread and butter of what she found was her passion or what she was really good at or like what her strengths were. And I was in the process of starting my own business, so I hadn't fully flushed that out yet. So I felt like I had to catch up. Like, I was like constantly trying to be just as like strong as her and all these things, and it messed with my mental health a lot. Like, constantly feeling like I wasn't enough
in this partnership or in general.
Gotcha. That's a whole other thing, but
is it like
right,
when you
right.
put yourself in those positions?
Can I have that acai bowl?
Thank you. She wants the blueberry.
When you put yourself in the position of, I think, purpose, I think, love, you put yourself in a position to be exposed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when you really start to kind of do what you're supposed to do or be on the path you're supposed to be in, because God wants you to be so pure in it, that he starts to expose some of the areas that haven't been healed yet. Mm-hmm. And it's the person that you're tied to, your purpose mate,
yeah,
that exposes that. Mm-hmm. They are the opportunity for you to see it and fix it.
Yeah.
And because it's so intertwined, it's almost like you don't have a, it's either fix it or don't live out your purpose.
Absolutely.
You don't have a, so whatever you were feeling as far as, I feel like I'm not enough. What it really was an opportunity to expose that to you,
so you can fix it,
that there's something
it.
In which, you before jazz ever came along, yeah, that caused you to feel like you're not enough. But because your purposes are entwined and she has to have you and you have to have her, she's the opportunity to expose that and make you deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it, yeah, it's, and that's what I'm absolutely saying. We have to look at those relationships and those situations. That is a blessing, and it doesn't mm-hmm feel good, yeah, but for it is sure a blessing.
I literally felt like I was like a little ant with a magnifying glass, and mm-hmm the sun was like, I just constantly felt like everything that I
was the magnifying glass.
Well, like life and everything that was going on, yeah, was the magnifying glass. Like you yeah were part of it, and not yeah in a way that like it was like you were trying to hurt me or anything mm-hmm like that. Like, you were just like, I know you're supposed to be here with mm me. Like, catch the fuck
yeah
up.
Yeah. So I'm like a tough yeah love
she
person.
She was very tough on me too. And yeah, like, I was also going through my own mental things that were happening. I had really bad anxiety, and this mm added on to it.
Yeah.
Of the like feeling like I had to work overtime to try and like mm learn all the things for our business. But the business that we were doing was also kind of more structured off of what Jazz had already mm created herself. So it was like, I was just having to constantly learn and figure things out. And yeah, I was mentally exhausted. And yeah, I'm like also broke as shit. Like,
yeah,
broke.
Yeah.
Like at that time when we first started, we were not doing hot. I definitely mm wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was the stress of like that. I was also in like an unhealthy relationship too.
Yeah.
So all of these all things of just that piling up. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, I would literally just like lock myself in my room and like even trying to work too. Like, I would have such bad anxiety, I couldn't even focus. Mm. And Jazz is like, hey, did this get done yet? And you're, I'm like, what? I literally feel like I'm going to have a pit. Like, yeah, I was having, attack, yeah, I was having, yeah, really bad, yeah, panic attacks too.
Yeah.
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 So it was just a bad time. But yeah, like, all of that was necessary for my journey to yeah get to where we are. And like, I'm yeah so grateful for Jazz.
Yeah.
And
no,
I feel like I've been like on the verge of crying this whole time.
No, like, but that's
yeah
real.
Yeah.
And, it's emotional the person that you are closest to that is always the one that it feels the worst from, mm, because yeah it's the one that you're yeah the closest
the
to
closest that so you it love.
And that's yeah and that's why you have to be like very like, I've been on this kick of like looking at the simple traps that I feel like the enemy tries to set up for us. Like, little don't stuff fall for the little stuff, because that is an easy trap for him to be like, see, this ain't gonna work.
Yep.
This yep this yep it can't be good if it's causing this much. Mm. Yeah. But really what it is God's like, no, this is an opportunity. I'm having her hold up a mirror to you.
It was so literally a mirror. Yeah. We yeah talk about this all the time. Like, our lives are mirrors. And I think like in the beginning of our work relationship, for me it was like the reason that I was so hard on her is because I believed in her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know that I like on paper am a little bit more ahead and more experienced and was already established. Yeah. But I knew that she was an asset to yeah what I was trying
yeah
to do.
Yeah.
And like, maybe she wasn't where I was, but I knew that she could get there. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in the beginning it was very uneven, but I didn't know how to pour into her in a way that she felt seen, heard, and loved.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm took time for me to learn that
how to communicate with
exactly
her to
like exactly how I communicate with her, even though my intention is to bring her up here,
mm-hmm,
it's actually breaking her down.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you got to do it in a way that works for her.
Exactly.
It's not a way that works like, for you.
When I
exactly
feel like someone's wow like this to me and mm-hmm like so hard on accountability when I'm struggling,
mm-hmm,
that makes me go into a shell.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm like, this is not a safe place for me.
Yeah.
And so it makes me.
You need more gentleness, more
yes
understanding.
Yeah.
The gentleness like helps me get to a better place.
Yeah.
But when I feel like I'm getting punished or like scrutinized for how I'm doing something, or like if I'm struggling and someone's not like, hey, like, I see that you're having a hard time. Like, how can we figure it out?
Yeah.
You know, like,
or just the acknowledgement
that to me
of it. Yeah.
Is so huge to me getting there. Yeah. Like having that type of energy and support is huge.
And I think what we learned is that it takes both, though. Like, both. It takes. And anytime me and B have had an issue, it's that. It's just, hey, you got to tell me, and then I have to be aware.
Yeah.
And then I got to tell you, and then you have to be aware. And that's it.
That's, yeah.
And it's like, you got to tell me. You have to say, yo, like, right now I need you like this. I need you. I need this from you. And then
it could change day by day.
Absolutely.
Day, you don't know the
it's hard, though, when you have a business together and a business partner, like, knowing when to be like, hey, we need to get on this and hold accountability. Okay? Like, it's that's why it's so layered, and it's like, it's a balancing act constantly.
But it almost takes, it gives you the opportunity to take your ego. Like, I've been in an ego kill, like the death of my ego in this season of my life right now. But I think that it puts you in a position to kill your ego, because now it's not about both, and it takes both people. Because now it's not about so much about, hey, I'm saying this, but don't be offended. Like, you don't have to preface it anymore by saying, like, I'm coming at you from a place of love, when you both have the understanding of the responsibility that your purpose is tied up into.
Yeah.
So I don't have time to tiptoe around your feelings. Yeah. And you don't have time to tiptoe around mine, because we know what it is.
I know
you love me.
We're going to be in each other's life forever. I know what this is.
So we got to get to it. What is the issue? Get to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acknowledge it. Stop waiting weeks and days to say something's wrong, because you don't have time for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our purposes are so intertwined, we got business
now.
To do.
Yeah.
We don't have time to wait and try to wait for the right time to talk about this.
Right. Yeah.
No, now. Yo, that don't make me feel good, bro. Like, what are we going to do about this?
Right.
This don't feel good.
I'm getting better at that, too.
I know. It's so important. We're getting to that, too.
When I text you and you received it so well, I sent a long
text. Yeah.
I was like, I just have to sit. And I don't.
We didn't even talk about that.
We didn't.
Go ahead and talk about it.
You're so non-confrontational, too.
I back in the day, y'all, let me tell you, I'm just like,
first of all, this wing eyeliner, what you doing?
Stop.
It looks so
She's
good.
She's a hottie Hollywood glam. We said before, like, young Hollywood glam.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
She's like, I'm just going to be natural.
What you doing?
It was an accident.
I fell off the bed and twink.
Because, you know, when you ain't wear, I'm trying not to wear so much makeup. So it's like, all right, do a lip and an eye.
You're not wearing anything on your face?
No.
Your skin looks beautiful.
Stop.
Yes. Stunning.
Glowing. Be Simone Beauty. Like, girl, you sell lip gloss. It ain't got nothing to do with your skin.
The skin not is
yet. My bad.
What was I saying?
The text, you sent her a long text recently, you hadn't talked about.
Tell the whole story?
Just cliff notes, maybe.
I mean, we can get into it. They're kind of involved in that.
Get into it. What are we involved in?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. About the manager thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get into it.
Do tell. Okay. We're involved. We need to fill this in because this probably affects us.
This is just an example of how we both are intentional and getting better with what we said we were going to do, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm the person that's like, if it's awkward, if there's a problem, yeah, I just want peace.
I'm more like that, too.
How do we have peace? We don't have to talk about it. Let's just be happy today.
I'm like, no, we're talking about this right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm very, like, we both agreed in one of our disagreements, like, in the past. Like, we're like, we have to talk about it. Whether mm-hmm. it's just, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other person starts crying or whatever. And that's, like, literally all I needed you to ask me was, I'm okay. And guess what? Now I am okay because I just released it. Yeah. Or whatever, instead of mm-hmm. just holding it in. Mm-hmm. So we had a conference call. With somebody that we're looking for a manager or somebody mm-hmm. to oversee the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. We had a conference call and I brought the lady on the phone and, you know, we were talking and Megan just didn't seem like in the meeting. You know, she was very, I don't know, her phone was on mute, but it was kind of for them to meet. I already knew the lady, you know, and long story short, Megan was quiet the whole call. I don't know what she was going through. I have no idea. I didn't ask. But after the call, I sent her a text and letting her know how it made me feel. Mm-hmm. I know this was not intentional. Mm-hmm. I know you're not, don't care. I know you know this is important. But I felt that you were very dismissive to the person that I brought to the table for you to meet. Mm-hmm. That did not make me feel good. Mm-hmm. It felt awkward. I had to talk the whole time. I'm like, I already know the lady. Whatever.
Yeah.
And she received it. She was like, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. I understand. And it was over. Mm-hmm. I said how I felt. She received it. And now we're both aware of how I felt in that moment.
Yeah.
So moving forward. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. usually I wouldn't have said nothing. It would have just been like, and I was like, are you okay? Like mm-hmm. what? I don't. In that day, I think.
My mom had surgery that day, and right as my mom was getting wheeled into surgery, my grandmother got into a car accident. Oh, so they sent me the picture of my grandma's car right before I got on the call.
And because I know my best friend, and because we are maneuvering through this workplace, I knew it wasn't personal. Mm-hmm. I know she cares about the brand. I know mm-hmm. I know all of those truths, right? But that doesn't take away from how I felt on the call.
Absolutely.
In my mind, Megan got something going on that has absolutely nothing to do with this phone call. Mm-hmm. This is not personal.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But the responsibility on my end was once she expressed it, it wasn't my opportunity to be like, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da happened.
To, like, justify
and this and
almost.
This, because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
She felt that way. And all that mm-hmm. mattered was that she felt that way. It didn't matter what was going on my end.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. So my response to her was literally, I am sorry that I made you feel that way.
Yeah.
Period.
Literally. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's kind of just where it stopped. Because regardless of whatever happened to me, mm-hmm. 5-10 minutes before that, mm-hmm. I still affected her in a negative way, and I would never want that. Yeah. So the mm-hmm. it stops there, mm-hmm. right? Or I could have took accountability and said, hey, you guys, I'm going to put my phone on mute. I'm going back and forth. Everything's fine. Right, but my mom just got...
Component.
So,
right,
so right. still the responsibility right. was still on me,
right.
yeah. regardless. But so also, now I know...
that other people know what's going on, because the woman that you might have been speaking to, too, could have felt the energy as well and been like, mm-hmm. damn, like, yeah. that didn't feel good. Like, yeah. maybe yeah. she's not interested. Yeah. Maybe she's
no, for
care.
Sure. That's why, I, yeah. that's why the response like, was just, my bad.
I understand. Yeah. yeah. And
you know,
after that, I felt so free.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It's all off your shoulders.
All I had to do was tell her how I felt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just getting off the call and acting like it didn't happen.
And then holding it in. Yeah. Because even if you act like yeah. it doesn't affect you, yeah, those things add up. It's like points that you're just like
nipping it in the butt.
The points that you're adding.
Yeah. Little. Like, I don't give a, I didn't, after that, I was like, I don't care. Like, I want us to have communication. And I'm mm-hmm. like, are you okay? You know, which I found out later, but you know, just having those conversations in the moment,
yeah.
I'm getting better at.
And being, yeah. and being accountable in the moment, for the moment.
Right.
Everybody has right. the role to play.
Right.
And so right. my goal is to kind of look at situations where I used to be very reactionary just in my life in general. I'm trying to be a little bit more like, all right, let's take a full scope of the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And instead yeah. of immediately reacting or responding to how I feel, what happened?
Yeah.
And knowing my person, what could she have perceived in that moment? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you just start like weighing that out.
The full scope of things versus just what you're feeling and yes. like where you're yes. coming from.
You are disarming it. Yourself.
Yeah.
You're literally bringing yes. yourself yeah.
And I like would you
down.
Say knowing your person.
Know your person. Yeah. I know my person.
I know
she didn't mean that.
I know she's yeah. not. Yeah. This is not personal. This
yeah. ain't got nothing to do I know with my that. Person. Yep. She's on her period.
Right. No, for real.
She's about to start her period. I know Braylon. Braylon yeah. is on a thin string. When she's on her period or about to start her
thin string.
It is not
a thin
something
tampon
she
string.
She is literally. I'm telling you, she's tired. She don't feel yeah. like you yeah. know what I'm saying? Sleepy. She doesn't like feeling sleepy. She doesn't like feeling bloated. Mm-hmm. She's bloated. She don't feel good. She's mm-hmm. sleepy.
Sleep.
And she's irritable. She wants to sleep. And what are the answers? What? So is it 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock? What is it? You know, I know, but I know her.
Right.
I know like, her. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. So if it's even in that moment, person. If she yeah. responds in a way that may not feel the best to me because mm-hmm. I know her, I'm not even looking to be offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you look for it, you're going to find it.
Yeah. For sure.
I don't look for offense
I
in our
feel
relationship.
Like that's yeah. like something that we've gotten yeah. so much better at mm-hmm. through therapy is just our communication and disarming ourselves sooner.
Yeah.
Because when sooner. We start yes. when we start like going and disagreeing,
it's like spicy as fuck.
Really?
In our
we
text,
get
like,
we get a little hot.
Jazz and I
well I've Jazz is spicy
Jazz
just in general.
Play. Jazz will
Jazz has
Jazz
a
will call
mouth.
You and be like, so what's the issue?
Yeah, like Jazz has a mouth. She yeah. is spicy.
Yeah, she don't play.
She don't care.
She, she's like,
and,
I don't
and
care.
I
didn't work
go
night.
Back to, like, I
And
defend,
Frankie
I'm
is
like,
spicy, too. I've seen
think,
both of them.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I can,
okay.
Yes. But I
what?
Feel like
she hasn't been. She hasn't been on some of the spicy
yeah.
calls
I,
that
I
we've had.
Spice,
she's missed
like.
A lot of.
Y'all be spoon food and feeding me.
Spoon food.
Well, but it's never towards. Like, my spicy comes out when people aren't doing their job.
Yeah.
That's where my spicy comes out. Mm-hmm. Or when people are disrespectful. That's a whole nother spicy. That's like spicy times two.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like it. With us, it was that Frankie's a very private person.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't like to share what's going on. So I think one of the challenges in the beginning was that I didn't know that all of these things were happening. Mm-hmm. And even now, like, I don't find things out. So then when you don't know how to navigate. Because yeah. if I know where you are,
I can
then
help.
I know
yeah.
how to respond to it.
Yes. Yeah.
But when I don't know where you are,
know what you're going through.
Then I'm going to assume mm-hmm. everything's fine and try to push things forward.
Or you're yeah. looking for them. Right?
Right.
If I don't know where you are and I'm looking for you and I can't find where you are, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, which drop is, the pin so at least I know Where are you at?
Yeah. Where's your location?
Where is your location? So that way location. I know. No, seriously, that helps.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm that person where it's very hard to find me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am hard to find. Yeah. When I don't want to be found, it is hard to find me. Yeah. I know that.
I experienced that a lot.
You experienced that a lot with me. Yeah. Frankie, I mean, me and Jazz developed like a very tight relationship 2020. Like we were like, me and this girl talked. I don't know why that made me emotional. Me and this girl.
I'm emotional too.
Me and this girl. Me and this girl talked every. Me and this girl talked every day for hours.
Yeah.
About business stuff, but then we would go on these tangents and talk. Like, she knew me in a time where a lot of people couldn't find me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know what I'm saying? She did. She had access to me.
Yeah.
Because we had to talk so much and it would just end up flowing
down into what was going on in your real life.
So she had access to me where I didn't give a lot of people access.
Yeah.
So we developed this sisterhood where she know, like, I got her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I know she got me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know that people can experience that from me, and that's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And just not knowing where your person is, that's scary.
Yeah.
Just like me not coming home, you waiting for me to come home and I'm not home, and you can't find my location. That is scary. Wow. And I know you had to experience that for me a lot.
Yeah.
And I know you experienced that for me a lot, but putting that analogy together, that's scary. Not knowing where your person is.
You love them so much and you just want, you know, you want them to be okay.
But you can't find them though.
Yeah.
Have you ever not been able to find somebody?
That's the worst feeling.
That is a scary, like, I can't find you.
That's scary.
Where are you at, bro?
Yeah.
At least tell
your
me
mind
you're okay.
goes too. Like,
you know?
Like, something can happen in the blink of an eye and you're like,
and you start thinking of
your mind is
what if this and what if that and what if you start thinking of the worst. They're okay, you know.
And then I think you start going inward too. And you're like, what? Because I feel like what I experienced with our relationship was like we were so close and I felt like I was able to confide in you with so much.
Yeah.
And just like you understood not just like business. Like we would literally get on and talk about Be Simone Beauty and all the things at that time and like how do we help? How do we take care of B?
How do we take care of B?
And like that was like where our conversation would start and then we would talk about like our personal
lives.
Like
we're taking care of each other.
Exactly, because I knew what she had to do for you.
We got to fix it.
Exactly. And like we both saw before we knew, before it was known what was happening, we knew what was happening and we didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So we were like there for each other through that. But then it opened up just a whole new layer where I got to share and she got to see just like in my personal life, like my family.
Yeah.
Jazzy Poo. You're so cute. You're so strong.
She is.
You're so strong.
Thank you. But Megan got to just like be there for me and like just speak to my soul the way that you do in this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, just speak
life into you.
Exactly.
And encourage you.
And see me for like where I am and where I was and like just lend a hand to her own experience and I don't know, just like be there for me.
Yeah.
I think you just made her feel so seen.
Yeah.
Like the way that you spoke to her and listened and your own experiences. Like I remember Jazz just like talking to me about your relationship and like you really just held so much space for her. And you were also someone that understood what she was going through. Cause I think it's different when like I hold space for Jazz, but you've gone through a lot of similar things that I can't hold space for her in that way. I can be there for her as much as I can, but it hits different when that person
has been
relates
that.
To you and you're like, holy shit, like your story and what you've gone through is so in tune with what I've gone through. Like I don't feel alone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And that's how that's how our relationship was. And it was rooted in this, like, I don't know. This is why I feel like I will forever say this. Like, I'm so thankful for the team that we have because the way we look out for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we would be on the phone looking out for
I
you.
Know.
Yeah. Like, really ready to go to war with people, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. really ready to tear some shit up for you. Like, how can we fucking fix this and shield you from so much that you didn't even know what was going on? We were like, no, we'll fix it. Yeah. We would get on the phone and we'll do it. We'll take the hits. We'll take it. Like, we were, I mean, agonized. It was physically mm-hmm. affecting us.
I'm so grateful for that.
And me too. Like,
all of us. I'm not just saying it was all, it was Frankie too. It was physically fucking with us, bro.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah.
To see you in pain too.
Yeah. That was wild.
It was.
But to have that team, like, and y'all are watching this, we went through so much in 2019, 2020. I mean, y'all only saw a glimpse of it on the internet. And from lies to rumors to. Y'all don't see what goes on behind the scenes when you have a team of women, number one.
Emotional beings.
Women that have to clearly put together all the pieces. And when the leader, technically, or the brand is, like, broken.
The face of the company, face of the
company is broken, you know?
She just couldn't. But that's the thing. Like, she couldn't. She was in no space. She could not do it.
Yeah.
Like, she was so fragile in that time.
I was so sad.
Man.
That
was so hard.
To think about that time, how I felt then.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That was hard.
Because it also feels like, when is this ever going to go away?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Are we going to get out of this? Like, y'all stood by my side throughout all of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't going anywhere.
People would have been like, what? Like, you're canceled. You're this. You're that. You're a plagiarist.
But we know you, though. Exactly.
Right. Like, that's the thing.
I feel like what?
Yeah.
If there's one takeaway.
My name or my brand can't be attached to that, you know?
I think if there's one takeaway from this, and, like, what I want people to really hear is that you are the most pure, kind-hearted person I've ever met.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that. Thank you. Stop!
It's true, though.
That's why we're so aligned, because we all have that.
We do.
Each of us have that.
But let her
give that to you. Let me speak into you, because I'm like,
let her give that to you, because you need to hear
but
that.
Yeah. You have a way of making everyone feel so valued and so loved and so seen, and it's so authentic.
Yeah.
Just the way that you speak love into us.
Yeah.
We know that we come and we do work, right? Like, we work for Be Simone Beauty, Be Simone Fit, KFS, but you don't have an expectation of us to go above and beyond from what we are assigned to do. And you appreciate everything that we're doing, even though, like, we're paid to do it. You're like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's my job. I'm doing my job.
It's the acknowledgement and the gratitude that you constantly pour into us and express to us that makes us feel
so valuable.
Valued and
Y'all
seen.
Are.
And that's not very common. Like, people can be very nitpicky of, like, just always wanting more out of us.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the full scope of how much goes into what
and
we
what
do.
Y'all do.
Exactly. Like, they're like, oh, cool. Like, can you just do this, do that? And we're like, you don't even understand what goes into
close
it.
I friends for a week. I said, Jazz, please. I get it.
Yeah. So multiply that times, like, 100.
That's like, just a small thing.
Like, and, like, even if you don't know every single thing that goes into what we do.
I know you're working. I know you're passionate. I know you care.
You're not like, caring. How much more can I squeeze out of them? It's like, I know that I'm getting so much value from these girls, and I want them to feel valued and loved and seen and appreciated.
Yeah.
And
with
everything that you have going on, the fact that you still are able to do that and show up in that way, like, that's something that I know we both admire so much in you and appreciate.
I love
you guys. For sure.
And that's why when we have opportunities to continue to pour into everything that you're doing, we do it.
Yeah.
Because
full force.
We're happy to.
Yeah.
We're like, of course, like, we want you to be happy and successful and feel like you have a solid team behind you that you can trust, and, like, you don't even have to worry about things not getting done. Like, they're just done.
Yeah.
Like, things that you didn't even think needed to get done, they're done.
Done. Yeah.
And I finally feel that.
Yeah.
With everybody we have, with every everything we're doing right now. It's like, we still, you know, like you said, finding that person. There's things that we're still working on, but it's finally, like,
this is it.
Yeah.
Like, this is who's going to be there.
Having
like,
a solid foundation.
I think the biggest thing takeaway for me is, like, we talk about all the time how, like, blessed we are to have the people and the team that we have. And the fact that we all have this, like, relationship, I don't know why, it's mind-blowing to me.
It's mind-blowing.
When I really think about it. Like,
think about what we have?
Yes.
Because it's so it's rare. Like,
it's so rare.
But even rare. Just, like, with Jazz and Frankie, like, they live in L.A., right? Shekinah moves to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Ashley already lives in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. B lives in Atlanta, mm-hmm. right? For Shekinah and Ashley to meet Jazz and Frankie, and that already just be
family.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a bunch of work.
It's effortless.
It was just like, I'll call Shekinah. Yeah. Hey, Shekinah, all right, I'm going to ask Jazz. I'm going to text Frankie.
Natural,
and it was just and we didn't have to say, hey, Jazz,
be cool with this person, like connect with this
literally,
person.
It was just literally. Like, y'all, it just like, oh, okay,
this
you
is
the
what
left foot,
yep.
I'm the right foot. What's up, left foot? What's up, right arm? Oh, okay, you part of the body too. What's up? It was just
because there's that, it's that foundation and that love and that, like, we already know we're on the same, like, we're on the same wavelength.
Everybody
and the same page.
That's
like,
like-minded.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Literally, like, and it was
and we're
not,
on the same team.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're on the same team.
And even the things that, like, annoy us about each other, it's like this family annoyance.
Family.
It's like, not annoying, like she gets on my fucking nerves.
Never.
But it's just like, oh, here come Jazz with her pepped ass asking about a meeting.
Circling
like,
back for the 100th time.
Circling back. Here come Jazz.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Or like, here
that's
comes
what,
Frankie with her.
Yep.
All right. Like, what's up?
The, like, oh, I need the thing this. For November 1st.
Okay. She's like, hello.
I asked twice. This is the third time.
You should have been answered.
Yep. Yep.
It's a family annoyance.
It's a family annoyance.
It's not like, it's a family. I don't
know
how
family.
To explain
it's
that.
It's family.
Well, it's also like the things that we're circling back on or trying to do are all to make
the, you'll make the fucking engine go. Yeah.
Just the personality of each other. Yeah. Like, we naturally have things that get on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
We all know that. But I love how
love
we can,
each other
when it's
so
time
much.
To come back to the table and get shit done,
we're
going to come back to the table. We're going to pray.
We're
going to cry it out.
We're
going to love each other and get it done. Yep. Like, I love that we can always get back to that place. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jazz won't let too much time go by before she like, what's up?
We need to have a meeting. Yeah. We need to have a call.
Or if Frankie can't articulate how she feels, Jazz will step up and be like, all right, I'm going to, Frankie's not doing this week. I'm going to do it. And I got her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody just protects each other.
It's a beautiful machine. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our.
It's always like, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
And I think that's where Jazz and I have grown too, is like. Mm-hmm. We've gotten to a place because I think in the beginning of relationships, sometimes you're like, is this going to work? Is this even good for me? Is this where I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
But I think now we're in a place where we're like, we're going to figure it out no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. You take it off the table.
When it's that energy, which is what we have with you all.
Yeah.
Like, we're always going to figure it out.
Yeah.
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 I think too, like when our relationship initially, when we started like therapy and we were doing all of this work, it was so business focused. And when I realized like there were things that I learned from Frankie that I wasn't doing for myself, I wasn't doing the self care. I wasn't prioritizing myself. Things that annoyed me about her.
I prioritized the self care thing. She would get irritated because she's like,
didn't understand how imperative it was.
Exactly. I need this right now because my mental health is not good. Like,
I need this for me to be best in this partnership.
And it was something that I was growing. Like, I was actively working on loving myself and prioritizing myself and taking care of myself. So that was something that I was actively doing. At the time, Jazz didn't understand.
I did none of it.
She's boom. Like,
I was the person that would wake up at 5 o'clock and start working and would work until 12. Like, that was work for me was my safe haven. Mm-hmm. That was my safety net. Mm-hmm. I had to provide for myself. Mm-hmm. So I worked my ass off and I didn't know anything besides that. I didn't know that I deserved success. I thought I had to earn success.
Wow. And she Jazz always felt that was the only value that she could bring.
You deserve it. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I would always tell Jazz, like,
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You don't gotta do all that.
Yeah.
You have a story.
Yeah.
Like, you're good on your own, babe. Yeah. You don't got to do none of that, and you're still good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And that was a big thing
still
for her. You're still, like, we love you. If you decided to shut this shit down tomorrow, I love you.
I still love you.
Mm-hmm. And you still are the shit to me.
If you have to take a break.
If you got
to
take a break. If it don't get done. If you fuck up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're still golden. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was, like, trying to get her to understand, like, you still got to be good outside of what you provide.
Yeah.
You still got to be good.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, spiritually, health, like, all
took,
the way around.
That took a lot of work. I feel like this year is, I went through a lot this year, but I'm now in a place where I have boundaries that I didn't have before. Yes, I prioritize myself when I didn't before. Matcha,
I love that.
Matcha was literally the start for me of me.
Matcha is her brand, Muy Matcha.
But but it really was like, it was the beginning of when.
Zoom in.
I'm trying to have like a serious moment. She's like, MuyMatcha.com. It is.
I want them to know what matcha is.
It's great.
Well, also where it came from.
Yeah. Well, the reason that. Like, I've always struggled with anxiety, and I just felt, whatever, I'm anxious because I'm busy and I'm doing things all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I drink coffee all the time. And,
why would I be anxious?
Right. And then when I couldn't sleep at night, I'd be like, why can't I sleep? But I would have coffee in the morning.
Day, that's what Megan said. She's like, I can't sleep. You're drinking a Red Bull before bed.
Right.
I'm literally praying, God, please let me sleep. He's like stop drinking coffee
and Red Bull. Down.
And then you'll sleep. Easy.
So I was on this like journey with like my hormones too. I have PCOS, and there's just like so many factors in that. And so anxiety is kind of like a portion of it. And when I was looking at alternatives, matcha was one of them. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try this out. I tried it. And like for the first week, it wasn't even in my mind, but for the first week, I was like, weird, I'm sleeping so much better and I haven't had anxiety. I'm like, holy shit. Like coffee was giving me anxiety and I was not feeling
jittery
good.
And,
exactly. Yeah, I was jittery. I was anxious. Then I couldn't go to sleep. Yeah. Then I was tired in the morning. So I had to drink coffee because I was so tired.
Yeah.
Then I would crash at 2 o'clock. So I'd want to have more coffee. Then I was more anxious. It was like this vicious cycle. But the false productivity that coffee would give me made me feel like it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay to keep running on empty.
Yep.
And then a year, no coffee. 2 years, no coffee.
Wow.
And I had never felt better. Like, I can wake up and I don't need to have anything.
Making that simple adjustment, I'm just, though. And paying attention to your body.
But what more importantly, I think it was like the anxiety portion was important, but I think the most important part was that because my anxiety had calmed and the mornings now, it was a moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a moment for me to do what I needed to do to fill my cup.
Yeah.
It wasn't about let me chug this coffee so I can be productive for the world.
Work.
It was let me drink this so I can feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And not
take a moment for yourself.
Exactly.
And breathe.
That self-care. A moment worth savoring is literally like
the phrase because that was what I needed so much in my life. And it was just a tool. That,
you don't need something extra to make you productive. Like you feel more grounded in what you're doing and a healthy energy to push forward versus like,
but it's mental.
Good.
It was all like the mental for me.
Yeah.
And what I realized is like coffee was just a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee was my trigger of my anxiety, my anxiousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I found something that alleviated that, but also gave me a tool to prioritize myself and not just start my day for everybody else.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Started for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what did I say to you last, what week was that? Last week or the week before? I was like, practicing being present in every moment prepares you to be present in every moment.
Oh, yeah.
The awareness to be present in every moment prepares you to be present in every moment.
So it can
moment.
Just happen naturally.
So that way you're
strengthening that muscle of
strengthening
just.
Strengthening the muscle, that's mm-hmm. it. It's just a muscle. Yeah. And you doing that, like, all right, I'm going to do my matcha in the morning. It's just training that muscle.
Exactly.
So then when you find yourself in another moment where it's like you need to savor that moment, that muscle is already being strengthened because you practiced it every morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for anybody watching, sometimes it just takes the one step. Just do one thing.
Give up one thing.
Give up one thing.
Your whole life in 24 hours.
Right.
And not knowing that the one thing will change your whole life.
It's a domino effect.
Because just making that choice, making that one choice, then it's a domino effect. Exactly.
In every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, for the working out, that is more mental in every other aspect than anything else.
Yeah.
It's not just
physical. When you make it a habit, then it's not like you have to pull yourself out of bed to do it. You're like,
the discipline, this feels good.
And this is what I do.
Consistency.
And this is it's almost like you train your body to do it so much, your body will be like, bitch,
you need to get up.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if for whatever reason,
what your mind is doing, come on.
Yeah. And even if you slip out of it too, like, say you don't keep up with whatever it is that helps you be grounded and at peace, you know where to go back to.
Yeah.
Like, that's something, there's always an opportunity to readjust, realign, and go back to those things that you know are good for
you.
Like,
But you have to try to find those things so that you know how to get back to it.
And they're different for everybody.
Absolutely.
It is different for everybody. And something
Jazz
that worked
does
before.
Jazz does a damn Cirque du Soleil every day.
She loves her Cirque du Soleil.
I miss Ariel so much.
Like, she said, it's called Ariel.
Yeah.
I miss Ariel so much. I know y'all thinking about the Little Mermaid. That's not what she's talking about.
Fly on a little fabric.
That
sometimes.
Is
fabric.
She's really good at it.
She's so good.
But
wait,
it ain't never gonna look like that for me.
She took me to one class, and I felt like I got my ass beat.
Yeah,
literally. I was like trying to hold myself up in these things, and I'm like, I feel like a rotisserie chicken.
You are a rotisserie chicken. You get literally, the little burn lines and everything.
My burned. Like, I had bruises. I was like,
chicken. You are a rotisserie chicken.
No, I swear. Like, I had burn bruises. I was like, Jazz. Cool. I'm glad I had the experience, but like, I'm good.
Jesus.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Rotisserie chicken. You are a rotisserie chicken.
You guys are idiots. Wait, did you say I'm?
Jazz did. She's like, you are. The little things are in your ass.
No, it really feels like it. But I mean, you're wrapped in like a rope and it burns you.
How did you even get into that, Jazz?
Honestly, I think I went to a club and I saw some girls doing it. I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, back in her rave days. No, literally. She was a little wild. So was
what?
I was definitely.
I was wild too.
I was.
Not gonna lie.
But I am alive and well.
Frankie's like, all right, she's now, I have this.
I'm grown now. I have this.
Prayer.
You know, it's taken a lot to get here, but we're here.
I wasn't like a hardcore raver, but I raved.
I wasn't. Okay. I was a partier. We'll just leave it.
Yeah. I was a partier too.
Frankie is, listen, y'all. Y'all see the skinny
little. Give me the acai bowl.
No.
Wait, can she rap? We need to put on a beat and she got to rap.
Frankie is a whole thug. Frankie
literally. No, but literally.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She knew all the lyrics. Remember we were in the car and like the baby came on. It was Suge or something.
No,
I don't know.
It was like nasty.
Oh,
it was
nasty.
I'm sorry.
And she went off.
It's my debut podcast. I cannot come out the gate like nasty.
Okay, so Patreon only.
See? I'm saying Frankie is ghetto.
I'm the one that like clenches my pearls.
I know. I've I've learned my partner. I cannot say and send her certain things because we don't have the same.
Jazz is like, what is
she legit got like mad at me for something one time.
You said her porn.
Kind
basically,
of, but not that. Look at no. her. Okay, do you remember when that video of the guy during COVID, everybody would be like, yo, look at this article. And he'd just be like, boom.
No.
What, was his penis out?
Yes. The big guy with the
don't send me that.
Send it to me.
So, okay, I gotta find them. I probably have like an arse. Like, it was just funny stuff that people were sending around during the pandemic. I thought it was hilarious because it would be like, literally everything's getting shut down in the world and COVID is not over for another 5 years. And you'd open it and be like, boom.
And then you send it to her and she's pissed.
Yeah, but I would laugh about it with everybody. Like, it was hilarious.
What did you say when you saw it?
She was don't send me this ever again.
No, she got pissed. And she like, she was like, don't you ever send me that? I was like,
no. Context, she had sent it before and I was like, ew, I don't like that.
Yeah, she's like, ew, I don't like that.
Actually, the first time he sent something,
like, I didn't necessarily either.
Hold on. The first time she sent it, she had a traumatizing experience at you went on a hike and this guy flashed her. And it was like traumatic.
Okay, but that's different.
But
than
it was
a
the
guy
same
pulling-
day.
No,
it was the same
guy, let him get it out.
Day.
This guy was in a same car day. Next to me, pulled up, and literally like came to my window with his peepee out.
And she was so
and
traumatized.
Was, like, literally like, come here, and I'm like, ah!
And so she calls me, freaking out about it, and I'm like, oh my god, like that's crazy.
Than
and I'm like, go.
Sending a
no,
picture.
No, but
something.
It was the same.
It was the same
day. Feeling. It was the same day.
She said it.
There's
no,
a difference
the
between
dicks.
A man coming at you.
I can see it a day. That
there's
was too
a
many dicks.
Between a man coming at you.
I can't
you
see any more dicks. You told me about the dick in the park. Now you're showing me a dick. It's too many dicks.
I'm going to, hold on. I need to pull
like,
this
I'm engaged.
Picture up. Like, even for my birthday, my friends.
I ain't seen my husband's dick that much.
My friends got me a cake with him on it because it was hilarious. Like, it was funny. And there was a little flower that covered his. I'm going to check whatever.
Anyway, PSA.
So don't send Jazz
anything. Don't send Jazz anything inappropriate ever.
Jazz, you've never got like a dick pic unsolicited?
Like, not from my friends.
I don't like those. No. So that's weird to me.
It's just unpleasant to me.
Also, they're not cute.
It's one of the most, it's one of the most inappropriate things you could do.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. Yeah. Don't do that.
Why would you ever think that is what I, and what is it I be checking myself I'm like what is it about me that made you think
that I want to see your balls
or that you could even think you could do
ball.
That
I don't Ew. Think I ever Ooh. Have
you've never gotten an unsolicited
Hell
dick
no.
pic
I probably like once I don't really get them though because also like I don't really post a lot on Instagram either so maybe that's why I don't have a ton of followers either so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I don't.
I have gotten like DM requests, but I don't open them. Like when it's like a blurred photo, I'm like, delete, block.
Yeah, for sure.
But previously, yeah. Here. But anyways, it was just the back to back. And then I was like, yeah, I don't like this. And then she sent it again. And I was like, never again.
She was pissed.
So no dick pics.
So
no dick pics.
No funny okay. business in that
you can
way.
Send them to me though. Those are funny
I'm going to find a link to one because when you see it, yeah, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it was
do you know that there's a book of penises? It's called the Book of Penises.
Cool. Where's it at?
Get the damn
not what? Me saying, I don't like dick pics, but give me a penis book. Yeah.
It's actually a really cool picture. Shapes. It's like different shapes and sizes and curves and colors.
Interesting.
And it's a dick. It's a
I think I'm good.
Book of penises.
Yeah.
How did
you
we
know
get
who told me
topic?
About the book?
We
you know who told me about the book?
Who?
My mom.
And they were saying that I'm.
How does she know about
ratchet?
It?
She's freak.
Your mom is freak.
In summary,
I don't know where that came from.
No nasty.
Okay, but yeah. As y'all here,
as y'all can see, friendships have layers.
We were crying
from
now
therapy
we're
to
about
dick pics.
From therapy to dick pics. But if y'all do want to start a business,
damn, I wish that could be a title. From therapy
wait,
to dick
going?
Pics.
Wait, where are you going with
no,
this?
No, I'm saying if you want to start a business with your friend, you need to know it's work.
Okay, I thought you were going to talk about like making a book or something.
No,
in all realness,
no. It's yeah. work. You have to do the work. Like, yeah. that's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
No,
it definitely is work if you want it to be
successful,
sustainable,
longevity,
successful,
yeah, and have that relationship.
Absolutely. Because I think it's work. Also so important to have a friendship and a strong relationship with the person that you're working with every single day.
Jesus.
If every you're going through single something, day. If I'm going through something.
I talk to Megan
like,
more than I talk to anybody else in my life.
Yep.
Same.
Yeah.
Every day.
Probably Literally. More than we talk to our
We're on FaceTime all day.
Yeah.
But and that's why I don't think it's possible when people are like separate the two. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't think I want to separate. Yeah, I don't think I want to separate it. Like we in this, we life partners. We got to just figure it out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If it's, you know, it's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
once you know for sure and you see it and you know what the vision is, of course it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible. It's possible. And let's keep it. Let's keep it a buck. I don't know if we said this yet, but these are still women of color.
Yeah. Yeah.
These ain't just white girls. These ain't white girls. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
They
these are women.
LA girls, they got a bitty, bitty bum bum.
They're brown women. Frankie, you're what? South African and Mexican. And Jazz is Mexican.
Mexican, French, all sorts of
things. Yeah, but brown. Mexican makes them brown.
Brown.
You know what I'm saying? So these are all women of color who are successful, figuring it the fuck out, going to therapy, having the conversations, doing business together, connecting with other women of color, doing business. Yeah. Like, that needs to be highlighted and known that it exists.
And it is possible. Yeah.
And we all don't have to look the same for women of color to come together. Yeah. Why Mexicans and blacks ain't working together?
Women.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't ever want to take this again for granted because we don't see it that much. You got black women coming with brown women from other brown and black countries. Yep. Like, that's a big fucking deal.
But once again, going back to why this works, they were working on their selves.
Exactly.
And their foundation.
And their partnership. And
we were working on our, you know what I'm saying? Individually.
And we attracted each other.
We attracted that.
Yep.
And when we came together, it was like, well, I've been doing the self work. I know how to continue doing the self work. We've been doing the self work. Continue. And that's how it grows. You have to start the work with you.
You're becoming better in the process of trying to grow something together. Like, if one person is not trying to work on themselves and doesn't even try to have that awareness or like improving on things, like, you're not going to be on the same page. But if that's truly what you want, you also get to put yourself in the position and around the people that are doing the same thing, because you can't say that I want to grow and I want to do this, but then you're around people that,
have
zero
no
awareness
desire.
That aren't getting out of their own way and don't have any desire to.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy though that even when you're not with each other, you still don't put yourself in certain positions because it might affect
that person,
the business or the partnership or like the purpose, end goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things I don't even do, or I know that she don't even do or go. It's like, we going together, we ain't going.
What? For what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
I'm literally, we, the thing tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not going. If they're not making, let me bring a plus one. We're not going to party. We need to walk in as KFS.
Because it's like everything we do is with
together.
A purpose.
That is the purpose. Yeah. You need to see us together. I need you to know who are those two women. Like, I don't just need to go.
You just are more mindful because you have somebody that you're attached to. I'm mindful about how
it's like when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
If I'm not, I'm not going to do the same thing I do when I'm single that I do when I have a
partnership, because this person might be affected by it. But then it's like, even in your personal lives, like, you got to make sure your relationship at home is healthy, because if it ain't, it's gonna fuck up what you got going on over here.
Absolutely.
That is
so
real.
I'm saying, when you find that it's connected,
every single thing,
it makes you so hyper aware that everything you do is with that person, that thing, that purpose in mind,
that intent,
and making it better. Like, when you work on yourself and you're making your own personal everything better, it's going to make this better. It's then I can pour into her more, than I can pour into our business more. I'm gonna have more clarity on where I want to go, and where I want to go involves where JNF wants to go. Like, it all feeds into one another. So I think getting clear on those things, like, I've been in a place more recently where I'm like, I get to get extremely clear on where I want to go, what I see for this, what I like, what I don't like, what I want things to feel like, because I think that's, it's so important to have a clear understanding of that.
For you.
And it's never
for
ending.
For me. But then she also gets to experience the clarity that I have on it, because it affects her.
Right.
But then we were talking about that with Shekinah. Was it you or Shekinah? I don't remember, the other day. It was like, how dare you not grow and heal? It affects
every person around you.
You growing and healing and maturing and doing all of that is not just for you.
Yeah,
it's for every single person that is attached to you.
Or every single person in the world. Like,
literally
your choices, like, when you
every
understand
single
that
decision.
Your choices and your growth and your dedication to being the best possible human being who be in this lifetime.
Everybody.
Literally, it's a chain reaction. Yep. It affects when you walk down the street and see someone on the street. If you say, if you give them a certain energy and say hello to them, that could be the one thing that they needed
to change their entire trajectory.
Or the opposite of that. You're not healed. You're just mean to everybody around you. You get in the Uber, you mean to the Uber driver. That could affect his family. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with good or bad.
Like having such a clear understanding of how impactful
you are
in everything. The way that you speak to someone on the phone, if you're just calling somewhere, like I try to do my best to be my best self. There's times where I fall short for sure, but my interactions with people, like I want them to feel seen and heard and connected to, and like I want that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's something Frankie's so good at. I always compliment her because when we get in the elevator, she'll say, "Hi, like how are you doing to people?" I'm like, I'm the opposite. I'm not like that. Yeah, I'm quiet. Don't talk to me. Like elevator music.
That's Ashley.
Yeah,
Ashley.
Like, hey,
how you doing? Good
Ashley's
morning.
Like, I love your shoes.
I mean, I'll have a conversation with people if I'm like feeling it or if there's something, but I'm not good
initiating.
At forcing or initiating it.
Yeah.
Where Frankie, it's not like she's like, it's so authentic.
It's
for
genuine.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a practice though. Like sometimes I literally, like before I walk out of my apartment in the morning, I'm like, if I'm not even feeling my best, I'm like, you get to still show up and connect with people and say hello and ask people how they're doing. And I can see people's faces light up with just that. Like, they're surprised because most people are in the elevator like, you know, like, if it's awkward.
I'm like,
it's awkward and it feels dry. But I think when someone's like, hey, like, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know you, but I see you.
I'm
like,
much better at compliments.
I compliment people a lot.
Yeah, same. I compliment like people all the time.
Find something good on
that. But it's, it's the opportunity that I feel like our relationships have that put us in the position to continue the practices outside of those relationships. Yep. And I've said that before. Yep. Like, my relationship would be gave me an opportunity to adapt practices that have helped my relationships and other
all the way around
but it was our relationship that ignited that.
And
so
for sure
it's taking, like, when I go outside I have a fire pit now and it's like my favorite thing to do now. I'm like, I can't
I love it too. It's so fun. make s'mores
and just like sit at the fire. I love being so outside and sitting outside and I have like a nice peaceful. Except when the train comes by.
That train, we'd be in the middle of crying. And it'll be a train will come by. And we'll be like,
just give me a second. I'm just going to say something.
You're like still talking.
And then you start talking and then they honk.
Or something. It's like, Jesus. But I was putting the fire. I was putting the fire pit and I was messing with the wood, you know, the wood. And fire started going down. And I'm like, damn, like, how can I get this fire up? Like, how do I keep the flame going? And it was like just maneuvering certain logs and moving stuff around. But the goal was to keep the flame going. As long as I had a little flame, I could create
fire.
Build
it.
As
long as I didn't let it go out. As long as I kept positioning and moving stuff around and flipping things over. And as long as I kept irritating the flame or doing whatever to keep it going, as long as I didn't let it go out. And I felt like that's how I am in our relationship. It's like, take that flame and spread it throughout every part of you. But that spark that we have
that ignited it.
It ignited it. Like that flame, I took that flame, as small as it was, the small efforts that we did. They weren't big flames. They were small flames. And I took those things and I attached it to everything I wanted to be on fire. I just
threw it in there.
Threw it in there. And I'm like, and anything I had to do, if I had to move myself a little bit to the left, move myself a little bit to the right, be quiet a little bit, speak up more,
just set the boundaries.
Whatever I had
trial
to do to position myself to keep the flame, because I experienced it.
And you know,
and I knew it was possible.
You know it's possible. You know,
and
it
I watched it go from a small flame to this burning thing that it was unstoppable.
Yeah,
like this flame that we have.
Yeah,
it is spreading.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what's happening.
That's what's happening.
And it started here.
Yeah.
It started as this small flame.
Yeah,
these little conversations. Then they grew to 30-minute conversations, and then those conversations grew to 4-hour conversations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And here now it's are. Grown, number one and now we're having conversations with people
in the world.
Like, what? You see what I'm saying? And it was this little flame, and because we experienced it, we did everything we had to do to keep that flame going
and keep feeling it. Once you feel that, you will fight to. Once you feel peace, once you feel happiness, once you feel the self-care,
that's the real
once
drug.
Once you feel the boundaries, once you feel the healing. Yeah. What?
You can always come back to it.
I can feel this.
Right.
I can
and still
this,
do what I...
And still have a great
but
life.
But I also
and still
think when you feel all of the things, when you feel so fulfilled, when you feel like your cup is so full, it makes you appreciate the times that you didn't.
Oh, 100%. And know that those times were needed to even feel this.
Like that was necessary. That was the foundation for you, though, because you can't fill a broken cup. So you have to seal those cracks.
You have to
figure out where are those cracks coming from. Yeah. What is causing them? Yep. Why am I traumatized
and
by
that's
them?
Hard. That
Why
yeah.
am I
getting
triggered
to the
by
root
them?
Doing the work.
How do, exactly.
And, but then and when then somebody's filling your cup, when you actually find someone that fills your cup, you expose the cracks. Because you see how quickly it leaves.
Right.
Then you know where the cracks are. But it was her filling my cup.
Wow.
And I was like, damn.
Wow.
I didn't even know a crack was over there.
Wow.
Yeah, bitch, because you ain't full.
Wow.
Your cup was empty. Of course you didn't know where the leaks were. You ain't got no water.
There was nothing
There's nothing in there.
There ain't nothing
where
in
the
there.
Cracks
so
are.
When she started filling my cup, I'm like, and I watched how fast I allowed it to drain because I wasn't aware of the cracks.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was a me thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a her thing. She was filling my cup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It showed you the things you need to fix.
It shows you the things that you
need to
fix.
You
and
need
sometimes
face.
We are so off. We want to go like this. We want to go like this when we feel that for the first time.
Yeah.
That was me.
But that was exposure.
That was
God
me.
Saying, yo, there's a crack there.
That was me.
And I'm using her to expose the crack.
That was me.
Don't try to, don't self-sabotage
don't
your
like
relationship with her.
Ooh,
she's
Jesus.
The reason why you know there's a crack. She's the reason that's going to cause you to go get the glue.
Right.
He was the glue.
And she might know where to get the glue.
Right.
She might have some extra glue.
Right.
She might help you glue it up.
Right. Right.
But it's the exposure. She's not the person to fix it. She's the person to expose it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we want our people to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not their job.
Sure.
I am to expose it to you.
You have
to got to go get the glue. And where's the glue? The source. God. Go get the glue.
Wow.
So he can seal it.
Wow.
It ain't her job to seal it. It was her job to expose it.
Wow.
It was her job to fill it.
That's good, Megan.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to fix people so bad. No, love them. Pour into them so
Keep,
that the cracks
ooh,
are exposed
Jesus.
So that they go to
Keep
him to get the glue.
Loving them through it.
That's it. That's all this is. That's all this podcast is.
Yeah.
We just going to keep pouring it. And sometimes you're going to have people that's like, damn, there was a crack. And sometimes you're going to have people that stop fucking with my shit.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't have any leaks until you
got
here.
Until
you
came.
You
got
to
go. So we're going to get either reaction. We're going to be like, thank God for letting me know there was a crack. And there's going to be some people that's like, yo, you
was
fucking
good before,
my shit.
My
shit is flooded now.
Right.
What's up?
Right.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that is our job.
It's not comfortable to see your cracks. It is so
uncomfortable
to do the work and see your cracks and be like, holy shit.
Or to have a false sense of like, I thought I fixed this crack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when water's being poured into it, it breaks. And
again,
you're like, fuck.
I thought that was healed.
Like,
I thought I already addressed
more glue.
It. I thought that was over.
Because we try to seal it with temporary things. That's not the thing that's actually going to fix it. Because you're not going to the
and
source.
And also, like, it takes time to fix them.
Yep.
To fix the
It
crack.
Takes time
not
for it
overnight.
To glue to dry.
Yeah.
You got to let it seal.
Because if you think about it, the time that it has taken you to become you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 30. She's 30. The time that we have literally become ourselves, all of the trauma, just everything that we've experienced that has
that
made us put
us
our guards up or like just to be how we are, that time that it took, we have
to
now
take it.
It's a bit different now because we have the awareness and the knowledge
tools,
and the tools and the maturity
and
to
resources.
Do it faster.
Yep.
But it's
still
takes
time.
It takes time
like,
to unlearn anything, man.
Yeah.
Once you adapt.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like all of our lives, we just walking around adapting to things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not being aware of things.
Mm-hmm.
We too busy adapting and not being aware of like where we are. Like, nope, I don't actually need to adapt to that.
Right.
All right, you guys, really, really quick. I know. The conversation got so good that we're going to have a part two next week. Okay, so make sure you stay tuned for next week's episode. We're going to end it right here. We love you guys. Thank you for watching. You will get part two next week. Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.